What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Many Jamaicans die without leaving a will, which can cause a number of complications and disputes. The Senate recently passed the Administrator General Amendment Bill, which will, among other things, reduce the complications that can arise. We tell you more in today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
The Administrator General Amendment Bill, which aims to speed up the estate administration process in Jamaica, was passed in the Senate April 10. The bill seeks to amend the Act to simplify the process of how persons can inherit land and benefit from the government's land titling program.
The main amendments are twofold. One has to do with intestate estates where they're minors, and the other has to do with what we would call older estates, the department. Called multi-generational estates.
Deputy Administrator General Andrew Giles. Intestacy occurs when an individual dies without leaving a will. If an individual dies without leaving instructions about who should receive their property and there are beneficiaries under the age of 18, the Administrator General is mandated by the Interstates Estates and Property Charges Act to manage the estate.
In regards to them, one where there is an intestacy with a minor, it means that the Administrator General, who has a statutory duty to administer these estates, will no longer have to apply to the Supreme Court for a grant of administration.
Once investigations have been completed regarding the estate, such as assets, beneficiaries, and proof of relationship to the deceased, the Administrator General will issue an instrument of administration and remove the need for an application to be made to the court for a grant of letters of administration.
It will substantially reduce the caseload at the probate registry of the Supreme Court and the resident magistrate's court by taking the vast majority of cases involving intestate estates completely out of the court system.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. Multi-generational estates are those in which the parent estate has been in administration for more than 25 years, and in the interim, the beneficiaries have also died with no representation in the secondary estate and sometimes in a tertiary estate. They comprise the bulk of the current backlog at the Administrator General's department, in other words, 2,100 of 2,806 estates. Mr. Giles explains that these estates are usually passed down by word of mouth with no legal documentation and impacts the transfer of property from one generation to the next.
Prior to 25 years ago, we would have obtained a grant in an estate. We call it the primary estate. The estate, for one reason or another, was not settled within a certain time. And what would have happened is one or more of the beneficiaries of that primary estate would have died, and their estates don't have representation. Therefore, the asset of the primary estate cannot be distributed to those estates because there's no representation, meaning nobody has a grant or nobody has probate.
Mr. Jazz says a third generation may end up in the picture, but the estate is still at the Administrator General Department and the land is in the name of the original owner. The current owner, who often does not have a title, will not be able to pay mortgage or use the land to get a loan to do business. The new legislation will solve this issue. In other words, the bill will also empower the Administrator General to transfer properties to secondary beneficiaries by an instrument of distribution as long as you are able to prove your relationship to the deceased owner.
The persons along the line no longer have to go to court to get representation, to get the asset from the primary estate.
Deputy Administrator General Andrew Giles. The government says this is an important step forward in tackling the burden of case flow in the courts. That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.